Well, what's being introduced today is in the Dublin commuter zone, and that's a bigger commuter zone than previously existed. It's 50 kilometres around Dublin and a fare structure for that area. So it doesn't affect our fares on the Sligo to Dublin line. It is, I suppose, a new structure just within that commuter belt. One change that does affect, and for the positive effect, people travelling on Sligo intercity route and indeed on other intercity routes, is that if at the end of your rail journey you were then taking a Lewis to Houston, which used to be called the Lewis add-on fare, and if you booked a Sligo to Houston ticket, for example, that used to cost €1.40 extra for your additional Lewis journey. That is now zero, so that is obviously a benefit. But apart from that, fares on the Sligo line are unchanged.
Why are these price hikes being introduced?
Well, they aren't price hikes. They're a mixture of fare reductions and fare increases. The National Transport Authority determine fares for all public transport operators, and we're implementing their most recent fare decisions. It is, as I say, a bigger Dublin commuter area, recognising the wider commuter belt, but also a more consistent fare structure across the Dublin area from today, based on distance from Dublin. So if you're in zones 3 and 4 in the new structure, so that's the likes of Kildare, Wicklow and Drogheda, your fares will go down. If you're in zone 2, that includes the likes of Skerries, Balbriggan and Greystones, they will go up. And if you're in zone 1, which is the biggest area in the city area, there's no change. So obviously, any changes that are upwards, people prefer not to see them. But overall, it is a more logical structure that the NTA are introducing across all public transport in the Greater Dublin area. We would say to people, obviously, people travelling from Sligo, indeed around the country, travelling to Dublin, if you are doing travel in the Greater Dublin area, what this means is that the Leap Card covers a far bigger area than it used to. A Leap Card always gives the best value, so we would encourage people who make those sort of journeys and do that kind of travel to avail of the Leap Card to make sure you are getting the best fares in the Greater Dublin area.